The pandemic has upended transportation. In many cities, there's still very light traffic on the roads with so many people working from home. Public transit has seen a plummet in ridership because of concerns about gathering together on a bus or in a train with strangers. And of course, the airlines are in big trouble. United announced last week it could lay off as many as 36,000 employees, even after billions in aid from Washington. Let's talk about all of that with Ray LaHood, former Secretary of Transportation under President Obama and former Republican Congressman from Illinois, now the co-chair of the group Building America's Future. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, in an MIT study released last month found an increase in COVID-19 death rates in counties where more people use public transit compared to those where telecommuting is more common. The researchers controlled for race, income, age, climate, and other characteristics. Do you think it is safe for people to use public transit right now? And what should transit agencies be doing to make it safe?
Well, I think that transit agencies have a responsibility, like every other transportation system, to assure people that when they get on a train or a bus, that it's the safest it can possibly be. And there has to be very strict guidelines. They have to assure people that they've sanitized the piece of equipment, whether it's a train car or a bus. They have to require every person on the vehicle or whatever the mode of transportation is to wear a mask. And in the absence of that kind of requirement, I think people are not going to ride transit. They just simply are not. But if they can be assured that it's safe to get on these modes of transportation, I believe they will. And so it's really incumbent upon the transit agencies to have strict requirements for cleaning, strict requirements for wiping down equipment, and strict requirements for the people who are riding and the people that are driving the vehicles. And they just have to enforce it.
Well, do you think that we're there yet? Would you feel safe right now getting on, let's say, the New York City subway, or would you feel safe getting on a bus in Kansas City?
Well, to put it more bluntly, I've been spending almost all my time in Illinois, where I have a home in Peoria. There's a bus service from O'Hare to my hometown of Peoria that a lot of college students use. Unless I was assured that bus has been completely sanitized and requires everybody to wear a mask, I would not get on it. And I think people who live in New York and who've been through this epidemic and seen what's happened to their fellow citizens have to be assured that the subways are cleaned and cleansed, and that the people that are operating the system and the people riding the system are wearing masks. We know that when that occurs, that you're really preventing the coronavirus from spreading.
The pandemic has also been called an existential threat to transit financing. Patrick Foy, the chairman of New York's MTA, called it a four-alarm fire. What do you think that the long-term impact of the pandemic will be on transit financing?
Well, when you look at what previous Congresses have done, 40% of the money for transit, 40% comes from the federal government. I think in order to provide to transit systems the kind of opportunity to get people back on buses and trains, you have to give them the resources that they've lost as a result of the fact that these systems have basically been shut down without any passengers. And so what I'm saying is there will probably have to be an increase in the funding from the federal government to allow for transit systems to make up for some of the deficiencies, but also to allow for the kind of cleansing and sanitation and distribution of masks and so forth in the short term for the next several months. So that when these requirements are put in place, it's backed up with the fact that the money is going to be there to do it, and I think that does then give people the assurance that the transit agencies and our government are doing everything they can to meet every requirement possible to keep people safe.
So money needs to come, you're saying, from the federal government to deal with the short-term impacts. What about the long-term situation? We're reading that some transit agencies are actually able to get more things done right now. They're able to fast-track some projects because ridership is so low that they can do the work they need to do more quickly, not to mention that borrowing money is very cheap right now. Are you seeing any positive impacts on transit infrastructure from the pandemic?
Well, if what you say is accurate and transit agencies are able to fix up their infrastructure because of low ridership, that obviously is a plus. But my prediction is that transit agencies around the country will not get back to a normalcy that they had before coronavirus until there's a vaccine. Until there's a vaccine, and I feel that way about the airline industry and other forms of transportation, but certainly transit. People are leery of getting on in a closed, crowded situation when there's not the assurance that the safety measures are there or that people that are on there don't have the virus.
Well, on the issue of airlines, let me ask you, as a former transportation secretary, what would you be doing right now when it comes to the airlines? Because we're seeing billions of dollars from the CARES Act going to the airlines to keep them afloat. But at the same time, you're hearing about an airline like United sending off layoff warnings to 36,000 employees.
Well, I think somebody is going to look into that, because I think when you accept the loans from the federal government, the loans are to go to pay people so they don't have to be laid off. And I think if the layoffs are coming, I don't know if that violates the provisions of the loan, but obviously somebody will look into that. Look, if I was Secretary of Transportation, what I would be doing today is requiring the airlines to distance people, not to fill up every seat, number one. Number two, require all employees to wear masks. Number three, require all passengers to wear masks. And number four, clean the planes after every flight. In the absence of that, people are not going to fly. They just simply are not.
Well, do you think that the federal government should spend whatever it takes to keep all of the airlines stable through this crisis?
Absolutely. I think they not only should provide the resources, but they should provide the regulations and require those regulations to be put in place in order to qualify for the idea that the federal government is going to help them financially. There has to be a responsibility that comes with the resources. And I think the responsibilities have to be 100% assurance that when passengers get on these planes, they're following the CDC guidelines. You know, I would even go so far as to test passengers as they get on a plane with some kind of a temperature test.
Let me ask you about one more aspect of transportation, which is that with so many people social distancing and isolating, some cities have started to devote more space to pedestrians in places that used to be packed with cars. Do you foresee the pandemic changing the way that our cities work and giving more space over to pedestrians in the long term?
In the long term, I think when there's a vaccine, we'll get back to the normalcy that we saw before the pandemic. I think in the short term, communities all over America are trying anything that they can to keep people safe. And when you look at most cities and most responsible mayors and most responsible governors, they're trying to be innovative and creative in keeping people safe. And so I think that the long term is going to require a vaccine in order to get back to normal.
Secretary LaHood, do you think that there's going to be a big difference in what happens with transportation in this country if President Trump wins versus if Joe Biden wins the election?
Oh, there's no question about it. No question about it. I think under a Biden administration, you're going to see the federal government really step up and in the short term require the kind of rules and regulations that will protect people and give people the state of mind and the state of security that when they get on a plane, there'll be social distancing. There'll be people with masks on. The planes will be cleaned, and people will be required to have their temperature taken or something like that. If you look at what mayors and governors are doing around the country on transit, that's clearly what they're doing. They're trying to give people the assurance that transit is safe, but they have to do that by putting in some pretty tough rules and regulations.
And if Trump wins?
Same old, more of the same. Kind of a free-for-all, let people do whatever the hell they want.
That is Ray LaHood, the former Secretary of Transportation under President Obama, former Republican congressman from Illinois, and now co-chair of the group Building America's Future. Secretary LaHood, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care.